One of my very long time and good friends, Father Randy Timmerman, we go back 30 years before he was even ordained a priest. And one of the things that Randy is known for is whenever you ask Randy, how you doing? Like you walk up and say, hey, Randy, how you doing? His automatic and immediate response is grateful. I'm just grateful. So that's the spirit of which I hope to capture today. I am grateful. I'm grateful, so deeply grateful, that I have had the privilege of serving as your pastor for this past decade. It was in July of 2013 that you welcomed me here so warmly, and it's been nothing but a gift. But unfortunately, my time as your pastor is coming to an end. Bishop Hying has asked me to accept a new assignment effective July 1st. And one of the newly created pastorates in the diocese as part of the Into the Deep initiative. But I'm also very grateful that Bishop Herring has wisely and graciously appointed my good friend, Father Randy, to be your new pastor. He's an amazing priest. He's a wonderful spiritual leader. He's a better preacher than I am, and he's a deeply prayerful man, and he will serve you well. He's led one of the largest parishes of the diocese for the past 10 years and has accepted the challenge and the opportunity now to form a new parish from the six churches of Portage and Briggsville, of Montello, Westfield, Partyville, and Buffalo. He assisted by two other priests, the two priests that are currently serving in those local parishes. Together, they will serve you as a team and come to know you and love you over these, as I have over these past 10 years. So Father Randy and I will be working together as he prepares to take the role of your pastor here, and I prepare to take over his role as pastor at St. Denis Parish on the east side of Madison and form a new parish along with St. Peter Parish on the north side of Madison. I'm also deeply grateful this is not happening tomorrow. We've got 4 months, 4 months to prepare for this transition in your life and in my life. I am far, far from ready to say goodbye to any of you. So all I ask is over the next 4 months that we just continue to do what we've been doing. Gather in prayer, welcome the Holy Spirit to just guide us and with hope into this next chapter of your parish life and my life. We still have a lot of work to do. I've had some time to work through some of my emotions over the past several weeks that I've known this, and I hope now that you do too. Take your time to work through those emotions. But then we all need to do what this parish is known to do. This amazing, wonderful parish will continue to live and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in every way that we can. The profound vision of the Transfiguration in today's scripture really gives us the framework in which to view the Into the Deep initiative and the Go Make Disciples initiative. These diocesan-wide initiatives are aimed at moving our parishes and dioceses from simply maintaining to truly becoming who we are called to be, a church of mission, bringing more and more people into the fuller and deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And as I said, we all have a lot of work to do. It was the birthday of Theodore Seuss Giesel this past week, better known as Dr. Seuss. I'm reminded of a saying that is often attributed to him and one that has helped me in transitions in the past. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.